Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Be the Light with your host, Alania Starhawk, where together we expand our awareness to know that we are the light of change, of inspiration, of hope, and of love. Blessings. I am Alania Starhawk, divine channel, spiritual mentor, light worker, and this is Be the Light Radio, where each week we can gather and feel connected to other bright souls across the globe. Together we break through the bounds of physicality to let our souls dance, unite, be inspired, to open the path for us to experience whatever creates itself in that moment. And I am so personally excited to be present with you, to be here in this exact moment, trusting this open path before me now. And I'm going to say this. We have an incredible show here this evening. We'll be talking about enlightenment. You'll learn a little bit more about me. But I want to personally thank every single soul who inspired me yesterday when we did this exact show for the entire hour, but without it being broadcast. And I'll tell you why that happened in just a moment, because we are the creators of our reality. But I want to thank you for being back again, for inspiring me to know that I'm on the right path and that no matter what chaos appears, that I am not alone and you journey with me. And so today we are talking about enlightenment. And from my perception, what that means is that we're stepping into these greater paths of possibility. We're stepping into a greater perception of understanding of life, of beingness, of reality. Each time we're ready to discover something new, we create space. We create space in our life to welcome in the inspiration for something new. Just the inspiration, that's all that's needed. And sometimes we wish to know exactly where we're headed to. We wish to have these golden signs, these neon signs, these cleared paths leading us forward, having these beautiful masters upon our path saying, step here, go in this direction. And that, dear ones, defies what we're talking about when we're stepping into enlightenment. When we step into enlightenment, there's a part of us that is disempowering the outside world, the world of appearance, the world of limitation, physicality, a logic, and rationality, so that we can place the power back within our soul. Have you ever been so still in your own mind that you are very honest with what it is that you wish to welcome in, that you're honest with what it is that you adore about yourself, about life, what lifts your heart to celebrate more fully? Those moments of purity when you know you're not tapping into these thoughts because they will lead you somewhere. They're just naturally expressing themselves. This is that soul light within yourself. This is that golden voice of wisdom within your heart space that is always whispering to you your truth. Sometimes it's not as easy to hear that sweet little voice, because we distract ourselves with all that appears, with all that's calling to us, with all that's reminding us or making us feel as if we need to be here, there, and really everywhere. We should be in order to be a fulfilled being upon this earth. We believe sometimes that we need to be all things for all people in all moments. So I'll ask you, Are you tired of that yet? Are you tired of having to be that perfect expression of what we believe humanity is? I am telling you today that my prayer for you, my wish for you, is that you simply give yourself permission to be who you choose to be. That's what Path of Enlightenment is about for me. All of us are creating our own path forward. We will all go through the journey in unique ways because my soul is here to remember something different than your soul is here to remember. This journey that we're upon is so much greater than this one lifetime can. So our soul has been working for lifetimes, for eons, to get to this exact space, this exact moment where we can more fully express ourselves, trust ourselves, explore ourselves. And this is what it's about. The reason enlightenment is more effortless in this particular lifetime is because you and I and countless others across the globe have all made the same choice to step into our personal power at this time. Even if we don't recognize it, if we're not aware of it, we made this before we incarnated. We made this choice before we took a bright, beautiful spirit and placed it into physical form. We made the choice to remember who we are. Those words are so important. Just remember who we are. Think about it. Our whole life we've been asking, where do we need to be? Who do I need to be? And we never ever just think, well, who am I at the core of all things? And so some of you know my journey, and I'll tell you just a little bit for those of you who are new to me. I began to wake up to the spiritual plane of infinite possibility about 15 years ago, and when my son was born. And in that time period, the structure I had in my life had suddenly fallen away. In that desperation of trying to understand what life is about, I was asking, there must be more, show me more. And in my prayers, I started hearing responses from God, from the angels, from this sweet, beautiful voice within myself. And as I recognized that there was support around me all the time, I realized that they had a much brighter vision of me than I had. So my prayer, my heartfelt prayer, was to remind me of who I am. Every breath, every day, there was this fire, this passion, this excitement within my soul that there was something more than I can see. So I would continuously ask, remind me of who I am. In all truth, I thought that they would just remind me that I was beautiful, that I was safe, that I had something important to do on this earth plane, just think anything. I had no idea the depth, the profound depth of truth that would awaken from that point forward. I asked to remind me of who I am. I didn't put any limitations on that. So these miracles started happening to me, for me, from me, through me, to encourage me to look at my life differently. I would have a single thought, and that would become the reality in whether it was an hour, a moment, a day, a week. There was something that would allow me to begin creating my reality effortlessly. If I was reacting to something in the world outside of myself, if I was reacting something through the fear I had known, my whole body would tighten up, draw back, even feel a little bit nauseous and uncentered. And I would remember, wait, this is not truth, there's more. I didn't know how to move myself from that feeling of insecurity to the feeling of empowerment, but I knew that I was ready to shift to the greater awareness. So my prayer was, remind me of who I am. This is not truth. I choose truth. I choose love. And for me, that was incredibly empowering at the beginning because I didn't have to measure what truth was. I didn't have to measure what love was. My prayer was to surround me with truth, to surround me with love. And because I had faith in that which supported me from the higher realm, I trusted that whatever was for my best and highest good would begin to enter into my life. And all that was chaos, confusion, just distraction, illusion, would begin to fall away. And miraculously, beyond that which can be rationalized, it did begin to fall away. So I remind you that you don't have to know how. Let go of the how, let go of the how, let go of the how. I know my thinking about this week, my son is in ninth grade, so algebra, and they're taking their end of the year exams for math, and he's been studying all these things, and it's follow the step, follow the step, follow the step, and you'll get here. And yes, I know he needs this. I know it's a great foundation for life, and yet I realize that subliminally we're teaching them to logically follow the path forward because it will bring you to the solution. And that is fine, but where is the balance? We, you and I, have never been taught that there's a voice within our soul that will always guide us forward. So our first instinct is to look for the guidance, the direction, the solution outwardly. And when we are going on a path for enlightenment, then we will be most blessed to begin trusting our own voice. I say the word enlightenment that way because I believe that upon this journey, we become lighter and lighter, less dense and less dense. We become less structured, less connected to the limitations, to the separations, to all that is confusion. They no longer align with us as fully as they did further back upon that path. As we move forward into enlightenment, we do move more fully into freedom, free expression, self-love, self-acceptance, all that makes us feel supported, safe, and loved. So each of us is doing it in our own way, but it's important to know that even when the chaos, the confusion, the illusion appears, it is still our own inner voice, our own choice, free will choice, that ends up shaping the experience from this moment forward. So now I will tell you, what happened yesterday. Now, my life is so fully blessed, and I'm not saying this to brag or to be egotistical. I am telling you that my life continues to amaze me, that the blessings that flow continuously surprise me. So I've been spending time in Sedona, and we were there in September. And from September, I felt it with my whole heart when I was sitting up on those rocks the day before I left to go home and start breathing life into Blog Talk Radio again. I enjoy this time of you. I always had, I had a show a couple of years ago, and I enjoyed every single moment, and then my focus just became a bit distracted, and I think that was meant to be. But passionately, everything within my being has been wanting to do this show. Finally, so 2 days ago, I thought, that's it. I'm not going to say I'm going to do it by Friday. I'm going to do it right here, right now, and tomorrow, which was yesterday, tomorrow I'm going to have the show, so there's no hesitation. I'm going to get the ball rolling. As long as it's publicized, I'll go forward with it, and then my soul will be ignited. Right? Sounds wonderful. Except when I was creating it from a human point of view, because I knew that I was rushing it to validate that rushing desire, I actually told myself that it didn't matter if I was the only one listening. It didn't matter if I was the only one. It was important to get it going, to put it in motion, to just let it be. I didn't realize until I left this beautiful healing space I'm sitting in right now, until I left this space yesterday after the show that never aired, I didn't realize. I was in the car driving home, and I thought, oh, my goodness, I created that. Now, the important part, the reason Spirit made such a big deal about manifesting that limited thought I had was because I said I didn't care if I was the only one listening. So I plugged everything in. I prepared myself. I meditated. I got all zen for each of you, focused my thoughts. And for whatever reason, I wasn't even concerned. For whatever reason, I realized afterwards, with hindsight, that I am the one that placed my microphone on mute the entire show. It didn't stop me. I talked for 53 minutes to myself, and I was the only one who listened. I manifested my reality. And Spirit did this so particularly because you realize that even though my life is expanding, even though I have an incredibly beautiful community that supports me in ways that, again, amazes me, I have all of this around me, and for whatever reason, I negated the power of that experience and said it didn't matter if I was the only one listening. So I share with you these inspirational thoughts, but I promise you, I don't have them all down in every single moment. My wings have not sprouted out in this physical plane yet. They're there. I can use them at will. But I have not reached the height that I know I am moving forward into. So we, you and I, are upon this journey of enlightenment together. And that's why I will so appreciate your insights in just a few moments. So again, I'm going to tell you, if you'd like to call in today, the call-in number is 657-383-0122. And now I'm realizing, I believe that if you'd like to speak to me, you need to press 1. But it's been a while since I've done this. So I think it's on the recorder. If you'd like to speak to me, you press 1. And if not, there's already a few in the queue. So if not, I might just call you in anyway. Don't get scared. It's okay. You could just tell me you love me and go away. So for this moment, what do I wish to tell you? This journey of enlightenment is unique for you, so don't judge yourself upon your path. Don't measure your accomplishments compared to someone else. This is not something that you can measure. This is something that you have to feel, and there are times that your journey will almost slink forward slowly, and that's perfect. there's a part of you that's journeying at different levels deeper than you can see. Your body might need that time to integrate and re-energize, recharge. There might be some elements of the journey that's being put in place, and you're trusting in divine flow. There are times that you will move forward as if you have no control. I'm saying that in a very light way. You always have control. I don't want to misdirect you. But it moves so fast that you almost can't even understand how it's all coming together. And it's because your higher self, the more you trust in the journey, the more your higher self begins to have greater impact and ability on this physical plane. As you start to trust the journey more fully, you trust that you're not only the physical, you trust that you are infinite within your light essence, your truest soul presence, and that you have the ability to direct your entire experience from a higher state of consciousness than you can possibly perceive. This is the state I'm in right now, simply knowing that these doors, I call them these doors of greatness. It's because I can picture how magnificent they are. I can picture that there's light beaming directly through them, calling me forward. And these doors of greatness are preparing to open for me now, but I cannot yet discern what's on the other side of them. I have moved into this place where I know absolutely that I choose love. I choose free expression, I choose passionate, beautiful discovery of all that can be. But I am not attached to how that manifests. So these doors of greatness have piled in all this beautiful experience for me. And I simply need to trust each day that I will move more closely to these doors, if not with each breath. Who knows? I can soar through these doors in just a few moments. I'm without any attachment. So we'll let that be. But I want you to know that right now before you is the path of open potential and possibility. And it's because you cannot even begin to fathom the love, the care, the appreciation for you as you are right now from the spiritual, the higher, the divine realm of being. I want to do a little prayer work today, too, but who wants to talk? We have some people here, so I'm going to go to the beautiful soul that's been on here the longest. And 407, would you like to chat? If you can hear me. 407? Okay, I'm really hoping you guys can hear me today. The chat room is open, so you can also comment in there. I'm going to go to 336. How are you today? 336. Hi. 336, can you hear me? Hello. Okay, we're going to try another one. If not, I'm going to do a prayer. 914, can you hear me?
Hi, yes. Hi, I can hear you. I was just listening. I think your monologue is just incredible and beautiful, and I really needed to hear it about letting go of judgment on ourselves and on others. Yeah, so I just wanted to thank you for that. Yes.
I'm so glad. Yes. I promise you, I envisioned a different path for my words today, but I'm sitting here feeling so blessed that it's taking on a new form. So perhaps it is all for you.
Well,
I'm glad that you found us today. Do you have any thoughts or any questions for me? Something you'd like me to share?
No. I think that's really what you hit on is perfect, and actually what you just said, because I believe life is happening for us, not to us.
Yes. Oh, well, thank you.
Yes.
I'm so glad that you've joined us. And it's important because
thank
this
you.
Being the first show in a while, we're really anchoring some new energy. So I appreciate you. Thank you so much.
I appreciate you as well. Thank you, God. And I hope you continue with your shows. Thank you.
Oh, I will. I'm on fire now. Bye-bye.
Awesome.
Okay, so now that I know you can hear me, I am so much even more relaxed. So why don't we take a moment to go into prayer, into this beautiful, just heartfelt prayer that allows us each to connect to the love that supports us right here, right now. You need be in no particular sacred space in order to switch your attention to the blessings, to the beautiful light that flows. You are the one who creates that sacred space with intention, with focus. So wherever you are, please refrain if you're driving, but wherever you are, just take that beautiful conscious breath. I say a conscious breath because it can be gentle, but with awareness, we recognize that we are breathing into our physical body, into our spirit and our soul, all that feeds us, all that nurtures us, all that uplifts our being right here, right now. If we can begin to trust that life and all that creates life is beyond our ability to comprehend, then we realize that this single breath is bringing into our body all that keeps us alive, all that ignites the energy centers within our being to remember that we are here in this exact moment today with purpose. And when we take that conscious breath, it can be gentle, but there's an awareness that I choose to feed my soul with all that brings blessing, all that uplifts me, all that awakens the cells, the molecules, the atoms, the spirit within my being. I am ready to live empowered and ready to accept all of the support, the blessings, and the love that flows. And as you see this energized breath going down into your heart space, there's a peace that begins to anchor itself, to become at home. There's a peace that reminds you that you're not what you do each day. You're not what you pretend to be. As valiant, as righteous, as respectful as it can be or might may be. You're not what you have. You're not what you have planned for yourself. You are this beautiful, vibrant spirit that is most authentically without form. It means that you are the mystery, the magic that cannot be fully understood. And if you just begin to imagine that you are more than you perceive, just more than you perceive, without any measurement of what they may be, you begin to imagine, to contemplate, breathe life into today. What is it that I do want for myself? And if I don't pay attention to the challenges, to the distractions, how can I welcome that into my life right here, right now? Spirit is telling me this, that you don't recognize how important the shift is. When you bring that awareness back into feeding your passionate desires, knowing what it is that you want, and looking for a way to breathe life into it, to almost feed it into being, to nurture it so that it has room to grow, you're taking all that energy that flows through you each day and you're directing it in a positive way. Even the connection to the positive of seeing it become a reality, even if you don't believe in it yet fully, focusing on it becoming real, becoming manifest, is important. Sometimes we take all the energy that comes through us each day and we, without realization, direct that energy, our life force energy, we direct it towards why it won't work, what's in the way, why we're not worthy of it. We create all these challenges for ourselves. And Spirit's telling us now, the challenges will always be there if we focus upon them, if we pay attention to them, because they are simply a choice. But if we shift our attention, let's say from the right, okay, because all Spirit's showing me, if you imagine your challenges being at this point in space and time, whatever that means to you, to the right, to the left, whatever that means, if you imagine the challenges being right there, wherever it is you perceive, shift your awareness, literally change your focus, change the direction you look in. So they're reminding me of today. So I really do live by these teachings I share with you. Today I'm working on something new for my website, and it was a lot more complicated, still not complete, so I won't tell you what it is. It was a lot more complicated than I had expected. And a part of me was trying to push through to still see if I put all of my energy in, I could still manifest it for today. And I was making myself quite intense in wanting to do this. And then I realized that focusing on it needing to be accomplished today was distracting me from the blessings that are flowing through. So I needed to put it all down, to put it away, and I went outside. I actually went for a swim, truthfully. And once I dove into that water, once I was in the sunlight, once I was in the fresh air, I was reminded of all the love, of all the support, of all the blessings that are ever flowing. And it just seemed a little bit comical that I had placed a deadline, a time deadline upon myself that was arbitrary. It was arbitrary. It doesn't matter if it gets accomplished this week or next month. It doesn't matter. But I had fallen into this blind desire to accomplish. And this I probably only felt tight and pushed perhaps an hour or two. So this isn't something that distracted me for too long. But for me, an hour or two was too long. I a part of me would like to be a little bit more aware than that. But even that, I think, was part of the lesson for today, being here with you, because when I got into the pool, when I opened my heart to remember, the message that they were screaming to me with joy in their hearts was saying, stop taking life so seriously. Stop taking life so seriously. If you write down a list of all of the things that you think you need to do right here, right now, and they're actually feeling like weights upon you, then you're distracted. You're distracted from the blessings flowing through and all the support that's helping you to lift those weights up higher and higher and higher so that it's effortless. You get to choose the effortless path if you'd like. Start that prayer right now. Right now, dear Spirit, I ask that my life become easy and effortless. I choose the grace-filled path. The simple words, the simple thoughts will begin to open doors for things to flow smoothly. It's amazing. You have to believe in it infinitely, but it won't take days and weeks to manifest that. You'll start seeing the instant impact in just a few minutes or hours. To choose effortlessness, you are so worthy of that. So we were taking these deep breaths. We were going in through Ignite Our Spirit, and I got a little bit excited. So I became distracted. But beautiful guardians of light, masters of all time and space, those who dance through these realms of light, of truth, of peace, of love, I call on you now to just be present with each and every one of us here in this exact moment or in archive. Whenever we unite with you, it will be real time. It will be live. It will be precious and particular for us. So I see first this beautiful angel standing before each of us now, and he is a stronger energy for an angelic presence. And it's because so many are feeling like they must be the strong one in their reality, or it will all fall apart. Whether we are consciously holding on to this belief or not, it is a pattern of belief that touches almost all of us. So he stands here as the confident, strong, empowered essence of support and asks, he looks deep into your eyes, your particular eyes, and he says, hand it to me now. All of the pressure you place upon yourself to be something more than is natural and comfortable for you to be, that intensity that makes you feel as if it's not safe to rest. He says, hand it to me now. You must see that we, meaning the collective of angelic ones who are with us now, we have no greater passion, privilege, and joy than to support you, assist you, ease your path forward. And I see your souls, your higher selves, bonding so easily, gently, gracefully to this opportunity of support. And I see that light within your being beginning to hand over everything that has felt like a pressure to you, concern and worry of what would be, guilt and judgment for choices you've made, pressure you place upon yourself to be something beyond that which need be. We place so many expectations and judgments upon ourselves, and it actually drains us. It distracts us from placing our life force energy into the belief, the remembrance that we are supported and loved. People talk about miracles. They say, this is still from the angels, they say people speak of miracles in their lives, and you see that light coming through their eyes when they speak of these miracles. It's because these miracles have lifted the weights and concerns from them most fully. Miracles are ever flowing. They are being offered to each of you in all moments, but you won't notice the miracle. You won't make space for the miracle unless you trust and allow that you don't have to be the one to do it all from this physical realm. Trust your soul to put out the prayer, to allow your voice, that sweet voice of passionate knowing, to be heard. Make space for that which you have yet to see. And then accept all that appears. Trust that you are so incredibly worthy of this grace-filled path, that we want this for you. We want this for you. The more peace you feel within yourself, the higher you begin to evolve in your personal understanding of self. The more you will have within your being to radiate, to shine, and to share with those around you. You are the single point of light that begins to create waves of self-acceptance and self-love around the globe when you simply trust yourself. So believe in the miracles and trust that they are not only for a chosen few. They are for every single soul that believes. Blessings, support, and love are part of your manifest journey. There are some in this collective who have joined with us here today, these souls who are listening in, who are so aligned with the patterns of fear and self-judgment and confusion that even though they wish for this freedom to touch them now, it's difficult for them to embrace it fully. So the angels are telling me now to welcome their presence into your dreams tonight, tomorrow, and the next day. 3 nights of healing, even if you listen to us in archive, in perfect time, you will have 3 nights of healing where you will be reminded more fully that you are supported and loved. No doubt, no fear. Just a knowing that at some level of divine being, you are supported and loved, and it will become manifest for you. Thank you, Spirit. Thank you. I hope you're able to feel some of this energy that's flowing through. Sometimes, like, my words guide you, but sometimes the energy guides you onto an even deeper journey, and that's okay. There's no right or wrong. The healing is touching each of you in the way that will bless you. So love, love, love that you are exactly where you need to be today. You were guided to this particular show. Your soul is guiding my soul to know where it needs to go. And we're in this together. And I thank you. I'm going to try one more time to see if anybody wishes to share. So 336, can you hear me now? Would you like to share?
Well, hello. Yes, I would.
Oh, there you are, beautiful. I love you, Tina. I know that laugh.
I love you, Alanya. You're speaking to me tonight.
I know. Can you believe it? It's been too long.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, you're so right on. Just what I needed the reminder.
And me too, apparently.
Yeah.
But it feels
I love how that works,
like,
you know?
I know. And I'm amazed at how much energy right now it's filling my whole body. It's making me a bit dizzy from the just this all this light that's surrounding me right now. It's beautiful.
It is beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Buzzing along, aren't you?
Yes, yes, yes. And you too. You've been very active and inspiring everyone. So if you
I got out of my own way somehow, some way. I started paying attention and doing exactly what you've been advising here from Spirit, and it worked.
Uh-huh.
It worked.
Would you like
now,
to,
you know, like you
like
said, it doesn't work 100% all the time. You can't be in the flow all the time. But,
goodness. Can, but we're not there yet.
No, definitely not there yet.
No. Would you like to share how they can find you and connect to you on your Facebook group also?
My what? Oh, how to connect to me?
Yeah, well, your group. Would you like to people to know about your inspiration group? I can't remember what it's called now.
Oh, it's called Inspired Wisdom, and it's a secret group. So if anyone wanted to join, they would have to send me a private message, and it's Tina U Faith.
Okay.
So they can find
sorry,
me.
I didn't even,
Faith.
I thought, you can touch more people. Let me tell them.
Well, yeah, I've kept it as a secret closed group, so that people feel more comfortable speaking out.
Okay. So people
of
integrity and high frequency. That's beautiful.
Yes, it's a safe place for people to just, you know, come in and share and, you know, because sometimes our friends and family that we have known for a long, long time don't understand what we're going through.
Right. That's enlightenment. It's one step at a time.
It's exactly right. And, you know, it kind of freaks people out when you start changing a little bit about the way you maneuver through life. But the benefits so outweigh everything else. It's amazing.
I thank you enough
because you've been a big part of my growth and acceptance.
Oh, love you.
You know, letting it,
you've
allowing,
been part of mine
trusting.
Too. Yes. You know, when I was awakening and I started changing and not everybody understood, there were two things that happened to me. One is that I started shielding what I would share with people because I didn't want to hear their negative reaction. I'm so happy for what was happening in my life.
Yes.
And,
yes.
Right. And that's a pattern that many of us do when we are becoming enlightened. We just don't want anybody to steal our excitement, so we keep ourselves hidden. Now, I'm going to tell you that when I started doing this, my Nana, who was in spirit, one day when I did do this, I stayed really quiet after something exciting had happened. And my Nana came and touched me on the shoulder, and she whispered so passionately and lovingly into my ear, "Isn't it sad that they don't get to see you?" And the way she said that made me understand that it doesn't matter how they react. This is who I am. So to be false in any way wasn't my particular path anymore. And this freedom came through me that it no longer mattered how they reacted. They weren't taking anything away from me because the gift for me was in being who I am. So
exactly.
I'll put that out. And then the other thing is when they do come back and they don't understand, the one thing that I would say all the time, just blanket statement, and they would just calm down and listen more fully, is it's only love. Every single time they didn't understand what I was going through, I would say, but it's all love. It's only love. And it would put down any resistance they had, and they would listen and try to understand. So I will leave that with everybody who's listening now, that perhaps those two thoughts can support them on the journey too.
Thank you.
thank you for inspiring me to share that. Well, I love you. I'm going to go and answer one more call, and then
go for it,
we'll
girlfriend. I love you too. Thank
I love you
so much.
Wow. Ciao. Blessings. Seven two seven. Would you like to share?
Oh, hi. Yes, this is Laura. And
hi, beautiful.
Hey there. I hope you don't mind a personal question, and I don't know if others have been feeling this the last few days, and here I cry, an overwhelming, like, sadness.
Well, there's, what are we heading into now? We have a very big full moon coming up next Wednesday. If you're very sensitive, you can be starting to shed before you come into that full moon. This particular full moon is the one, it's called Vesak, and it's the day where Buddha, which represents Christ consciousness, Buddha was brought into the world, enlightened. So we walk into this gateway where heaven kind of merges in with the earth plane. And heaven means the remembrance of being love, of being light, of being blessed, of being without challenge. So if you are going to go through an initiation, a clearing in that full moon, right now, everything that makes you feel separate, everything that makes you feel just really heavy in this earth plane can be affecting you.
Okay.
Now, you might have something else personal going on, but right now, this is a big clearing moon where we're really clearing out a lot of heavier self-limitation so that we can step into the remembrance that we are the ones bringing heaven to earth.
Okay.
So, I will say I've had touches, but I move through things much quicker and more easily. Not too many people have really mentioned it to me in the last 2 days about going through something intense, but I know enough about you, Laura, to know that you're in this gateway of transformation. So until our new foundation really solidifies and makes us feel completely safe again, we are much more sensitive to changing energies.
Okay. Okay, well, that's interesting. Yes, the change. Yes, and trying to belong again.
Yeah, but remember, you just have to be yourself. It's the same thing that I just said. You already belong, and the feeling of being separate is the illusion. If you have to get mad and angry about feeling alone or separate or not part of the collective, then do it and get angry because there's a part of you that needs to feel it. And eventually you're going to feel it and then come out of it and start opening up to the community again. And
Okay. This
is why last night when I said, or 2 days ago when I said, it doesn't matter if I'm the only one. It's because truthfully in life I've learned to be very, very independent. And even though I have this incredible community around me, do you notice that I actually perceive that I could be alone? The same thing where I opened up with doing Peace Day this year and I put out the call, who wants to support it? Who wants to co-create it with me? Because I'm so comfortable with doing it alone, but I don't want to do it alone anymore. I don't.
Yeah.
I want all of us to remember that we're connected, beautiful community, brothers, sisters.
Right. That helps. That actually lifted my. Yes.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. And
good.
Do that
Thank
visualization
you.
With the angels about handing it over, Laura, okay?
Okay.
If you weren't listening a few minutes ago, you can listen to it again in archive, but there was a visualization about handing your concerns over to the angels and being free of that. Okay?
Okay. All right. Yes, my angel
Thank
card
you.
Has let your past go, so that's exactly it. Thanks. Thank you.
Perfect. I love you. Bye-bye, sweetie.
Love you. Bye-bye.
Oh, what a great show. I feel incredibly uplifted. I feel focused for my own life. And I would like you to know, I didn't talk too much about myself, particularly what it is that I do. You can find more about me on my website, alaniastarhawk.com. www.healingspaceenlightenment.com. And we have a beautiful healing space in Largo, Florida. And in this space, we have incredible ceremonies, sacred circles, intuitive programs, whatever it is that I am guided to facilitate with spirit inspires me. Incredibly special healing room in this center, one that is filled with the golden light of alchemy, one that has golden pyramids activated within, and people come in feeling lost, overwhelmed, emotional, and energetically they go through this clearing, and then on a higher plane, on the rational plane, I channel through messages, information, understanding that supports them. We go into the Akashic realm. We can clear patterns of limitation by going into past lives. I work with your higher soul. We can draw back parts of your soul that had been separate and bring them back home so that you become more focused and whole again to put your energy forward into this life with purpose. We can speak to the other side. Whatever it is that really is within the realms of light expression, light truth, is part of all that I facilitate and offer. So please look on my website, AlaniaStarhawk.com. Message me for more information and understanding. And certainly I do private sessions by phone or Skype or FaceTime, whatever it is that aligns with you. Clearly you can see that there's no separation in physical space. When our souls are united, our souls are united, and you can feel that love flowing. So for this evening, I wish each and every one of you blessings. I pray that you are supported upon your journey, that you are inspired to live freely, begin expanding your concept of what can be, and to know that first and foremost, joy is the way through. Love is the way through. It will clear all disharmony. Thank you for journeying with me this evening. I so honor and appreciate you. If you have a moment, hold a prayer that this show here on Be the Light Radio with myself begins to really expand and touch those who would be blessed. Let's see these messages, these circles of light going outward and growing exponentially, so that this community of light ones, you and I and all those who join us now, that it really begins to become this force of impact, of empowerment, of awareness, of truth upon the earth plane. Because as soon as we build this up, you and I can begin, you know, really creating some light grids, really putting some prayers in motion. Let's let this be the beginning right here, right now, this exact moment, this exact breath being the beginning of all that's about to build itself. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I adore you. I have scheduled the next show for next Tuesday at noon. It won't be consistent every single week because my life is a little bit, I like the flexibility in this moment. I'm going to claim that for myself because I deserve it. So for next Tuesday, we're meeting at noon. You can listen to us in archive if you're not able to join us live. But I appreciate you. Tell everyone this is where it begins. We are one. I love you. Namaste.